The results here being that Japanese normally don't know, or well, don't want to, or some, I don't know, Cthulhu doesn't allow them to finish their things
Makes sense. I mean,
right.
I've listened. Here's the thing. I mean, I heard something about how the ending of a memory is what you actually remember from that memory. The
Oh.
feeling you have at the end of it becomes the thing. If you had a terrible time, but at the end of it you got blown.
So you're saying that memory functions on emotion?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I mean. I mean, American way of telling stories is good because at the end, no matter if it is Pacific Rim, if it had had a good ending, I wouldn't hate it so much.
Yeah, exactly.
Because at the end, it left me with this good feeling. And then the good feeling extends to the entirety of the work. And that's what I think makes some people go away from anime because that's rarely the case.
Yeah.
And at most, what you're gonna get from anime is not a feel-good thing. It's going to be a what the fuck are you doing with your life thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But that's the thing. I mean, they don't really get it across.
Yeah.
But sometimes it really just doesn't make any sense. Sometimes it's pointless.
Many times pointless.
And well, for example, also another thing that I don't like in Japanese storytelling is the inconsistency when it comes to the storytelling. I mean,
Yeah.
Mexicans might be consistent in production, but Japanese really are really inconsistent when it comes to the structure or the facts of their
You mean,
stories.
for example, I mean, there's other things that I don't know if you want to get to this, but there are stories in Japan in anime that they start being one thing, then it seems like
No,
at the
I
middle
mean,
of the thing they would decided they don't want to tell that story anymore.
yeah, but that's a very Asian thing. It's in Korean works. I mean, according to what I heard from Ryan Strada, that I think
Link
consumes.
in the show notes.
It seems that Koreans do that a lot too, and he emulated that in one of his works.
Okay.
I mean, and he made it a point to mention it, so that's why I mention it here.
Oh.
But I mean inconsistency in their facts. Like for example, and this is what made me not like Pacific Rim so much, that
Who's a
who's a
Mexican?
Mexican,
Who?
tried to emulate Japanese storytelling so much in it that there were inconsistencies. For example, at the beginning, well, no, after this guy, after I don't remember their, I don't even remember their names,
I know, right? Like,
but
whoa,
after
what the
this
fuck?
guy goes back to piloting a Jaeger, and he's piloting it with the girl, and they're trying to beat the shit out of the kaiju, right?
Yeah.
And okay, so it seems that the only way they have to fight with it is beating the shit out of it with their fists.
Which makes perfect sense, right? I mean.
Yeah, and then it's like, hey, he took half of our body off. Okay, then take the sword out. Why do you have a sword? Why didn't you use it from the goddamn beginning?
Because it would be awesome, but fuck you. I
And
know, wow.
then I remember this scene very clearly because this guy takes this storage hanger things from the dock. I mean those big metal containers,
Yeah.
and he grabs them and he beats the shit out of this the kaiju with it. I mean, okay, your fists are made of some goddamn metal that does not get bent when hitting a kaiju. Do you really think that a goddamn metal container that was crushed when you grabbed it is gonna help you do more damage?
And apparently it does work. I mean,
It doesn't make
I
sense.
know.
And that's the kind of things that Japanese do a lot with their
Yeah.
works. There's a lot of inconsistencies in the facts
Yeah,
of the story.
that's true. That's true.
And I got a really good kick out of something someone told me. Okay, I understand that at the very beginning of the movie, when the protagonist's brother dies, They didn't use a sword, maybe because they didn't have a sword back then.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. But here's the thing. Someone told me that they read up on the backstory, quotes, a lot of quotes here, for the movie. And he's saying that, he read that the swords eat up a lot of the energy from the Jaeger.
Okay.
And I'm like, dude, did you see how many plasma gun blasts they waste before getting the fucking sword out? You're gonna tell me a plasma gun eats less energy away than a sword? Really?
Isn't a sword really a stick? A hardened stick?
Yeah!
I mean, what the fuck?
It didn't really make sense what he said. I mean, I didn't want to argue with this guy, but it's that those kinds of things that really, really get me angry when watching something, piece of Japanese word, storytelling.
About
also, I don't know how the communications kept working when they crossed the gate to the other dimension.
Because obviously they. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So if you have this communication system, even if you go through this dimensional barrier, you get to
No.
Man, I mean, you're so behind on this shit. What the fuck? No, but you know what I hate about this thing? That I see so many guys, so many Americans go to Pacific Rim to exemplify a movie in which it is not an American that saves the day.
I mean it.
There are many, many, many people who I've seen say this. This is not the typical thing where the Americans get to save the world.
What
the fucking guy was American? What the fuck? Not only was he American, it was the Australian guys who were going to save the day. But fuck you, because we're American and we rock, motherfucker.
Yeah,
what the hell?
Yeah.
You had a Japanese girl in the fucking robot, but you couldn't let her be the one who saved the fucking day.
Exactly.
Because that would make the communist win or something. Like, what the fuck?
Wasn't she Chinese?
No, she was Japanese.
No, she was Japanese.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were in Shanghai.
That's why she said Aishitemasu. That's Japanese.
Yeah.
But I mean that really, I didn't know that people were saying that. That's
I do mean,
stupid.
Yeah. That's fucking stupid. Really, I mean, what the fuck? You know, an American got to save the day, but really, in the end, aren't we all American on the inside? Isn't America what we're all supposed to be?
Worldwide?
Worldwide?
Worldwide entity?
Really? What the fuck? That's just so hilarious to read. Like, whoa.
But here's the thing, and
before you go on, I mean, Guillermo del Toro. Guillermo del Toro is a Mexican.
Yeah.
And yet, we get an American
saving
the day yet again.
Yep.
Where was the Mexican Jaeger?
I know.
What would be the name of it anyway? I mean,
they never
finish
it.
No, but I'm pretty sure they would pick a
high five.
They would pick a cheesy name for it. It would be something like El Santos.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Or La Troca.
La Troca. Yeah.
The truck, by the way, in Spanish. And that's the point. But for example, and that's what I like a lot about the independent communities. Blender, for example, with their short movie Sintel.
Yeah.
I loved the ending.
Yeah,
I loved the ending. It's not a typical American ending, and yet it left me with a satisfying feeling. It was sad, yes, it was sad, but it was a good ending.
And if you guys haven't
had closure from it.
If you guys haven't seen this Sintel movie, it is really good. It is an open movie made by the Blender Foundation, who make Blender 3D. I would assume that you guys, being visual artists, should know about it. But if you don't, go watch it. It's going to be in the description, a link to it. It's
awesome.
Really awesome. And
awesome.
The guy who directed this, his name is Colin Levi, or something like that. He is American. And he did say that he didn't want to have a typical American ending.
Nice.
But at the same time, he didn't want to go to the sad ending either.
Mm.
So it's really, really, really funny because in the comments for this picture, you're going to see many American guys and many American girls go with this sentiment that the ending sucked because it wasn't a happy ending per se.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it wasn't a sad ending either. It's this weird mix between the European sad ending and the American happy ending that's just so satisfying to me.
Yeah.
I loved it. I really, really loved it. I cried. I cried. And my girlfriend also cried. And she doesn't even speak English.
Did she cry?
Yeah.
Oh.
She did cry.
Wow.
She does have a heart sometimes. Especially when it comes to little cute animals.
Wow. Didn't know that he was American. That's awesome. Awesome. Wow. My hat goes off to him. Really good work.
He works at Pixar now. He's in the...
That makes sense.
Yeah. He's in the, I think, in the blocking department where they choose the shots that they're going to use.
Yeah. Okay.
He does deserve it. I mean, he's awesome. He's
like an really animatic,
awesome.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
Well, that's awesome. And wow, good for Pixar for getting that kind of talent into their ranks.
That's why they don't talk.
Yeah.
I mean, they rule. Yeah. Except for Cars 2 and...
Well, I guess that pretty much covers the subject,
yeah.
Right?
The thing is, with this podcast, we've covered like a gazillion fucking topics, so...
Yeah,
the title of the thing is gonna change, but I hope you guys liked our rambling, should we call this thing?
Yeah. Mumbo jumbo.
We loved having you listen to it, if you actually did. If you hated us, please let us know.
Too.
You can leave a comment telling us to go fuck ourselves or whatever you want. We're going to actually do it. I mean, I guarantee that if you tell us to the no. I don't just go on with it. I mean, whoa.
I will record it.
Okay, I might do it, but you will never see it unless you call 1-800. So yeah, I hope you guys liked it. We had fun recording this. This weird whatever the fuck it was. Dusty Highway here just listening and being a bitch. We're gonna be trying to do this weekly with a little more structure to it, or less structure. Or more racism.
Also, it would help. I don't know, but this would help me. To if you left us comments on how long you want these things to be, how structured, or if you just like this rambling, we'll just keep doing this. So just to give you guys what you want.
Yeah. If there are any of you out there. So yeah, if you want to know a little more about us, you can find my co-host's works at, what's the URL?
JL Micro Stories.